Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, the popularity of the iPhone 17 lineup saw Apple almost match Samsung's market share for the third quarter of the year, according to new data from analysts at IDC. The firm describes it as a remarkable achievement, attributing the ability to sell even more premium phones in a challenging economy to a combination of three factors. IDC is estimating that Apple's market share as of Q3 is 18.2%, almost matching that of Samsung's at 19%. Orders for the iPhone 17 outpaced orders for the iPhone 16 during the quarter by around 3%, with Apple selling around 58.6 million iPhones compared to Samsung at 61.4 million. IDC says that the continuing innovation in both hardware and software are part of the reason for the continued sales success of premium iPhones and folding phones from companies like Samsung. But financing schemes like the iPhone upgrade program and trade-in deals from Apple and its carrier partners are also playing an important role. IDC says that so far the impact of tariffs doesn't seem to be biting too hard, but it's hard to quantify what the demand would have been without tariffs. But regardless, it's incredibly notable to see Apple catching up to Samsung in market share for the first time, a metric by which it's historically lagged behind its competitor in the worldwide market. Next up today, in news that could further bolster Apple's iPhone sales through the end of the year, the iPhone Air is now set to launch in one of Apple's biggest markets, China. When Apple unveiled the iPhone Air, it said the device would become available for pre-order on September 12th, and a wide-ranging global launch. China was originally announced as a launch country, but Apple had to later change its plans due to regulatory issues surrounding the iPhone Air's design. Because of how thin the iPhone Air is, it does not have a physical SIM card. Instead, it relies solely on eSIM. While eSIM as a technology has gained prevalence in the rest of the world, its support in China is vastly lower. This is due in large part to regulatory hurdles implemented by the Chinese government. In a post on Weibo this week, however, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced that iPhone Air pre-orders in China will officially start on Friday, October 17th, followed by a release on Wednesday, October 22nd. It's still unknown how the Chinese market will respond to the eSIM-only design of the iPhone Air. The infrastructure for eSIMs in the country, again, is very, very basic, and for some carriers, non-existent. There are also, of course, always questions about how a new market will respond to the iPhone Air's limitations around things like battery life and camera. Still, Apple clearly made it a priority to launch the iPhone Air in China despite these limitations, so it'll be interesting to see any data that the company shares about early sales. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9to5mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. In other news today, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has a new report detailing Apple's continued development of new smart home products. Bloomberg says that Apple is developing a range of new home devices for next year. This includes an indoor security camera and a display designed to control appliances and serve as a house command hub. A more advanced tabletop robot capable of using motors and sensors to move is slated to follow in 2027. First, the hardware for Apple's new Home Hub consists of a roughly 7-inch square-shaped display, and that hardware was finalized nearly a year ago. The product was originally slated for a March 2025 debut, but the launch was pushed back due to delays impacting the next-generation version of Siri and Apple Intelligence. So Apple is now aiming to introduce this device in spring of 2026, alongside Take 2 of the debut of Next Generation Siri. Bloomberg explains that there are two versions of this home hub with a 7-inch display. One has the display mounted on a speaker base. It's basically a screen-equipped version of the HomePod Mini. The second model, however, is designed specifically to be hung on a wall, akin to a traditional home security panel. Both devices will include a FaceTime camera and a software interface that dynamically adjusts depending on who's using it. Apple has targeted a price point of around $350 for the new device. That would be around $50 more than the full-sized HomePod and far above competing products from the likes of Amazon and Google. Apple's operations team have been exploring ways to reduce the manufacturing cost of these products to bring that price down, whether that's for the initial release or subsequent generations. The indoor security camera, a separate product, is planned for a release as soon as the end of next year, and Apple is also planning production for the tabletop robot, which resembles the Home Hub display, but sits on a motorized arm capable of moving the screen around a user's workspace or kitchen. That product will have a 9-inch display, making it larger than the smart home display products coming next year. But the robotic version of Apple's smart home display won't be released until at least 2 years from now, according to Bloomberg, suggesting end of 2027 at the earliest. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.